Everybody here now. Do you want to say anything to start with or just open up to questions?
I'd like to open up a question.
Okay, let's just go straight to questions. Anybody want to lead us off here?
Well, just what was, I guess, first of all, what was Tom's initial reaction to hearing about it?
What was your initial reaction to hearing about it?
We were very disappointed. You know, we were surprised and shocked that something like this would ever happen in our program. We were the first response we would have right off the bat was to get the whole of the NCAA, let them know what's going on, and hire Chuck Smart. Chuck is an incredible executive in this business, and is probably the number one person in this country that does this kind of thing. And we said we want to know the facts. So we've been working on this since, I think, the end of August, and been trying to do all the due diligence that we can with the limited information that we have.
How did Tom hear about this whole situation?
I don't know how you were, how did you hear about this initially?
Well, I think the first time we heard it is Kevin Miller, our senior associate athletic director that handles our finances, got a call from the associate AD up at Indiana, and so their top booster was wanting us to identify some pictures. I believe that's how it came about, but it was definitely somebody from the University of Indiana.
Does Tom feel Indiana turned Louisville in?
Do you feel that Indiana turned Louisville in?
I have no idea what comment.
Can you walk us through some of the steps after you learned about it?
Can you walk us through some of the steps after we learned about this?
Well, like we would do at any time at this university, as soon as we're alerted to anything, the NCAA and Chuck Smart are going to be the first people on board. Because I want to make sure they know, obviously our president is going to know. But we want to make sure they were alerted. I want to make sure Tom Swafford, he was alerted, and tell them what we're going through, that we will do our due diligence, put it, whatever resources we need to put behind it to make sure that we do our due diligence.
Have you ever seen this woman that has wrote the book around campus or at the Young Center at games? Do you know who she is?
Did you hear that?
I can't hear.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Have you ever seen this woman around our campus? Basically,
the woman that wrote the book.
The woman that's involved in the book. I'm sorry. I was talking over you. If you could answer again.
I've never seen a picture of her.
Has he fielded any calls from recruits or parents?
Have you fielded any calls from recruits or parents?
I have not.
Okay, this just broke like very quickly here. Other questions?
How much are you and the coaching staff aware of what goes on these visits when the recruits are hanging out with the players?
How aware are you of what goes on with the recruits and players when they're here on their visits?
Well, you know, I'm the athletic director, so all the responsibility stays with me. But, you know, I to say I live in the dorm, I can't tell you that I do that. You know, I don't have our coaches living in the dorm. I don't know a lot of those things that go on. But I do hire the people, and I do know that the people that we hire are first class. And I want to make sure that, you know, I know Andres in discussion this, and he's a young man, and I'm not going to turn my back on because he's done a great job for our program. He's a great player here. He's a phenomenal student. And I would be very shocked if he's involved in this.
Have you spoken to Andre since the end of August when these allegations, when you became aware of these allegations?
Have you spoken to Andre since you became aware of the allegations?
I have not, because I wanted to let the process take care of itself. That's why we hired Chuck. Chuck is the quarterback of this entire project. Chuck knows he's the most well-respected person probably within the NCAA, and the NCAA's been involved every step of the way. We're an open book.
Is the NCAA also conducting an investigation?
Is the NCAA also conducting an investigation?
I think they're working with Chuck Kessler. And I would hope they would.
If that investigation's been going on since late August, have they heard anything back from it? I mean, do they have any results or progress so far?
Have there been any results or progress on the that's been going on for a month?
Well, I think there's been a lot of results, and there's been a lot of progress. You know, I think we're still trying to uncover the facts. We're going to continue to do this. This will always be a fact-finding mission. We want to get to the bottom of as much as anybody does, as much as our fan base does, as much as our university, as much as our community does.
Is there any kind of video surveillance system in Minardi Hall?
Is there a video surveillance system in Minardi Hall?
Absolutely. We've got all kinds of security in there. We've got guards in there that work. You know, we've got the students that live in there. And, you know, this is a dorm that is a lot of students and a lot of student athletes in there.
Has it been reviewed during the time period that is being discussed here?
Has it been reviewed over the time period that's been discussed?
I can't answer that. Just because I don't know. That would be a Chuck Smarter and NC question.
I got here late, but Tom, at this point, do you know enough to think that there is substance to these allegations?
Do you know enough at this point to know if there's substance to the allegations?
I do not know enough, but I will tell you, I think everything's serious. This is a program I'm extremely proud of. I'm extremely loyal to. I love my university, and we're going to do all our due diligence. If we did any wrong, we will ante up.
Do you expect that the 2013 championship is in any danger?
Do you suspect that the 2013 championship is in any danger?
I have no idea. I don't think I can answer that.
I guess any conversations Tom has had with Coach Patino?
Any conversations that you've had with Coach Patino on this subject?
Oh, we talk all the time. He's my basketball coach. Coach Patino wouldn't condone this either. I think Coach Patino has a terrific track record.
How carefully are the expense reports of the assistant coaches and basketball operations people reviewed?
How closely are the expense reports of the basketball coaches reviewed?
Very much so. Kevin Miller, our senior associate, our CFO, he's on top of everything in this program.
Have you seen any irregularities?
I have not.
Besides surveillance video, is there a log-in and or a log-out book at Minardi Hall?
Besides surveillance, is there a log-in or log-out book at Minardi Hall?
Yeah, there's a log-in and a log-out. We have all those records. They've been all turned over to the NCAA and turned over to Chuck Smarter.
Do you have any estimated time on when this investigation might wrap up or be completed?
Do you have a timetable on the investigation?
We don't, and this will not be any of that will not be determined by us at all. That will be determined totally by Chuck Smarter and the NCAA.
Do you have a sense for
how long as we need, because we want to get the facts.
Do you have a sense for how many people have already been interviewed, players, coaches?
Do you have a sense for how many people have been interviewed, either players or coaches?
I think they've interviewed several people. I can't give a number to it, but I don't know. When we ask them to do this investigation, they do not report back to us.
Have you or Coach Patino had any conversations with members of the team about hookers and escorts?
Have you or Coach Patino have any conversations with the members of the team about hookers or escorts?
I have not. I'm sure Coach has, but I have not.
I'm sorry, you said he has.
Coach has, but
okay,
he has not.
Thank you. Yes.
Has all the surveillance video that may be available been turned over as part of the investigation?
Has surveillance video that may exist been turned over to the part of the investigation?
I'm not aware of that. You know, they're welcome to have anything we have. Like I said, we're an open book. Whatever they want, they can have.
Tom, this isn't the first time this kind of allegation has been made about a college program. Do you think that the competition for prime recruits has gotten out of hand?
This isn't the first time a similar case has been brought up at an NCAA institution. Do you think the pursuit of recruits has gotten out of hand?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure Green's changed a whole lot. You know, I think the one thing I would always say is that, you know, we're under much different scrutiny than we've ever been before as far as student athletes. That I think social media has contributed to that. But, you know, I want to make sure that we're doing everything by the book, and we've always tried to do it. That's our goal, is to always do the right thing by the university.
Was there any attempt to extort money from the university in the process before the publishing of this book?
Was there any attempt to extort money from the university before this book was published?
No, I'll leave that to the focus on that one. I will not answer that question.
Do we know if Chuck Smart has contacted recruits?
Do we know if Chuck Smart has contacted recruits?
That's up to Chuck. Whatever Chuck does and the NCAA does, that's out of our way.
Anything else from anybody? Do you have anything?
Can you give us a sense for the time frame we're talking about?
Can you give us a sense for the time frame we're talking about on what now? What level?
Well, the allegations when these events are supposed to have occurred.
When the allegations were to have occurred.
I believe, you might even know better than me, I believe it was like 2010 to 2014.
That's correct.
Bloomington Sports Journal, the Indianapolis Sports Journal said it was 2010 to 2014, I believe.
That's correct, yes. That's what they had given us earlier, yes.
I know you guys released a statement. Anything from Tom? Just you know, a lot of Louisville fans are worried not only about, you know, potential NCAA stuff, just a message maybe to the fans that are worried about such things.
Fans may be worried right now. Do you have a message to fans about this situation?
No, because I think what we've done is when anything ever happens at this university, the first people are going to know are the NCAA and Chuck Smart. We're going to bring them in and we're going to do our due diligence, do all our history, look at everything we can possibly look at, and make sure that we're doing the right thing by these, not only our student athletes, but our fans and our university.
If the allegations are false, in your opinion, why would someone write a book about this?
If the allegations are false, why would someone write a book about this?
Well, the money.
Was Chuck Smart on any kind of retainer with the university prior to these allegations?
Was Chuck Smart on any kind of retainer with the university prior to the allegations?
No, we are Chuck on an individual basis every time that we would ever need him. And he's been an incredible consultant for a lot of schools around the country. Just go to Google and you'll see.
Anyone else, anything?
Just your emotional reaction when you first learned the allegations had to be fairly devastating?
Your emotional reaction when you first learned of this had to be devastating.
Well, what it is, you know, you're caught off guard. You certainly don't expect things like this. Because I would think you would hear things like this around the campus. You know, I've got my ear to the ground. My coach has been criticized many, many times for being a micromanager of students. I would think some of this would have surfaced. And, you know, we've talked to a lot of people. You know, we're doing our due diligence, and, you know, it's disappointing, and I hope that there's nothing there. You know, I believe in the people that we have in this program, you know, but it's my program. So the buck stops with me.
Just to clarify, so the press release says they found out about the allegations from the Indianapolis Business Journal. But he was saying that the University of India, or Indiana University, contacted them with photos. When did they actually know?
To clarify, the press release said that the information came from the Indianapolis Business Journal, and you noted a...
I didn't mean it. I just misspoke.
Yeah, he meant the contact made to identify the picture. He's wanted to see where we first heard about this to clarify that.
We heard from the associate athletic director of the University of Indiana, so their top booster was looking for how they could identify a picture. That's how it was brought to me.
In what context?
In what context?
Part of identified picture, that's all I did. Actually, it went to Kenny. And we, because Kenny would be the one who got the only identified, so ask Kenny that question.
Yeah, I can fill you on that one.
What's the name of the associate athletic director at IU?
I don't recall, but I can get it.
Can you say what the photo was of?
Can you say what the photo was? I can answer that one, too. That we never saw the photo. They never sent it to us at that time.
Does this have any kind of connection to the Chris Jones case?
Does this have any connection at all to the Chris Jones case?
I can't imagine. I can't imagine it would, but I don't want to say anything concrete because I don't know. I mean, this is all in Chuck's hands and the NCAA's hands.
Anyone else? All right, and we'll let him go. Anything else? Last chance.
Thank you.
Good. All right, Tom, we thank you.
All right, guys. Okay. Take care.
See you. Uh,